Hello there, it's Dominique Vail here, founder of InvisiYouth Charity and your host for a monthly quick boost of life advice and perspectives with our show in the InvisiYouth Chat Sessions family, Audio Flash Files. Our motto, as always, is that in 20 minutes or less, you'll learn an empowering tool you can incorporate into your life for more success and joy, especially for InvisiYouth's medically adultish population. But you know we love all people aiming to get the most out of life, so all are welcome. And trust we're going to have fun and laugh while we get real on tangibly empowering advice that'll make the non-medical parts of your life all the better. We're diving into a new year and a new themed set of audio flash files because 2024 will be all about the InvisiYouth question box. We've opened it up to our InvisiYouth Galaxy community, and they submitted their questions about anything and everything to do with the non-medical aspects of life with chronic illness and disability they need some support on. So each month, we'll pull out an anonymous question from our InvisiYouth Galaxy community and give one of our techniques on how you can have some personal development. So before I read out the first question on the new theme in our audio resource, make sure you've clicked subscribe to the InvisiYouth Chat Sessions podcast. Now, let's take a beat as I pour myself a cup of coffee and we open up the question for today's file. Let's get into it. Today's question is, dating question over here, and I bet you're gonna get a lot of them. I've been dating more lately, and a big thing I stress about is when to share more about my chronic illness with that person, especially when we're past those first few dates and past the initial getting to know you phase. I know if I'm going to be exclusive with someone, they'll need to know more about the detailed parts of my life with my chronic illness, but I have a hard time trying to figure out if I just rip off the band-aid or slowly reveal things or what's the best avenue to take. Any advice would be great for those of us dating out here. This question sparked so much curiosity for InvisiYouth, and our educational, personal growth senses were tingling to give a life-improving technique. So today, we're calling our flash file, It's All About Following the Lead Taste Tester to Feel Carefree Joy When Dating. If you know me and InvisiYouth Charity, especially in our audio flash files, InvisiYouth Charity's Galaxy Glossary, you know we love a good food analogy, and our answer to this question falls right in line with that. Now, when it goes to the direction we'll be taking to answer this question, which isn't the only way to answer it, because the InvisiYouth team knows that we're all unique people in unique life circumstances, our focus is going to be on a specific skill set you could adapt and sharpen to make yourself the leader in how to begin to share the intimate and at times more serious, dire, or even upsetting parts of your chronic illness or disability. To lean into your confident communication style and sharing things, and the way you can lay the groundwork without having a formal sit down and seeing if someone is quote unquote up to the task. Because in reality, that is something that's not anything you should worry about. And we'll talk more about why your health struggles or disability shouldn't play a worrying negative factor later on. Statistically speaking, we knew one of our questions from the InvisiYouth question box was going to be about dating. And truthfully, a lot of you did send in different versions of dating questions, but this anonymous question actually touched on what a lot of those different questions were all relating to. Dating is common, especially for teens and young adults, 13 to 35, that's what InvisiYouth supports. Even a survey from one poll in Forbes Health in August 2023 stated that nearly 70% of the individuals have dated in the last 5 years have also been using dating apps for romantic exclusive relationships. And while 3 in 10 individuals in their survey wanted to go exclusive and use the L word in 4 to 6 months. But hey, Gen Zers, you actually decide on exclusivity and using the love word within 1 to 3 months as your optimal timeline. So look at you guys go. It's just numerical value to prove that romance is a key element when people want to have successfully added things into their lives. But while those are all lovey-dovey statistics, there is a harsh truth to challenges to modern dating and finding exclusive romantic relationships for many millennials, Gen Zers, future Gen Alphas that they will all be facing. Data from PEW Research Center found that 47% of Americans say dating is harder now than it was 10 years ago. Ouch, what a statistic to think of. and dating apps were at a peak of usage in this past decade, so the digital arm could be a factor of this too. I'm mainly telling you these statistics to explain why questions about not only how to date successfully when you live with chronic illness or disability are important, but how to establish that exclusive relationship with honesty and success when you live with chronic illness and disability is important. It is such a recurring topic for young people to figure out how to balance their personal needs and life living with their health struggles, and then how to fold someone else into their daily life that isn't living in their bodies. It's taking something that's a personal experience and then opening it up to someone else that wasn't intrinsically part of your inner circle, think family and guardians, with you from day one. And that isn't always an easy thing to do because there can be so many what-ifs when you're trying to bring someone into the more intimate or personal parts of your life. Like this question pointed out, if you're past that early getting to know you stage of dating and you're now in a mutual liking of each other, going into exclusivity, you have established a rapport and you know that flickers of intimacy and trust are with one another. Bringing someone into the aspects of your life that your chronic illness or disability impact is showing them a part of yourself that you cannot alter for anyone else's comprehension or comfort because it doesn't change. It's also where you hold the authority of experience and knowledge, and you'll need to take the role of providing guidance to your romantic partner, especially when that partner has never had the experience with chronic illness or disability in their individual lives. When in a stage of dating someone that you would begin to see about lifestyles matching up, and if trusting that individual with elements of your health, daily routines on bad days is needed, you have to take that driver's seat in showing them what life is like, explaining and validating any of the ignorance or fears they have is because of their lack of exposure, and also staying true to yourself. It impacts your life because whether or not you are confident in a communication style, you gotta take the leadership role in order to make sure a romantic partner can move into the next steps of a relationship and if they are ready, willing, and capable to be with all the parts of you, just like you need to also experience more of their personal needs to know if you are ready, willing, and capable to be and are the right fit for them. It can feed into your insecurity because you can begin to worry about why someone might not like you or what they want to be in a relationship with you if that stems from experiencing your chronic illness or disability. The unfortunate truth is that some people, they aren't built for an overall supportive role, that their strength in a romantic relationship isn't to be an anchor of support to their partner, and that goes for any category of life. Your chronic illness or disability just falls into the category of needing supports, being open-minded and needing an understanding partner. So many other categories in life also need that too. It is important to note that more often than not, and there are some unfortunately bad exceptions to this rule of toxicity and horrible people, but more often than not, if a romantic partner chooses to not be with you after experiencing parts of your life with your diagnosis, it doesn't have to do with your actual diagnosis, but rather their inability to fulfill the supportive element in a relationship because that's not something they need or can do. It speaks more about something the other person cannot fulfill, good or bad, and less about you and your actual diagnosis. That is important to remember because we can often get down on ourselves and say, well, if I didn't have my illness or disability, people would still want me or be a part of my life. But in actuality, most things we don't know if that's the case. And if you're using your health as a scapegoat for a romantic relationship to attribute it, they don't have. It takes the different parties involved in a romantic relationship to make it work from both ends. Now that I've told you the why of this question and why it's so important to answer, I'm going to explain the how on improving it and the technique here to take those steps to achieve this end goal we've been talking about. So you know how to do that. We will be opening the Invisiouth Galaxy Glossary to our latest edition, Lead Taste Tester Method. And we're back to that cooking analogy, people. This loving leadership noun is the art of showing examples of parts of your inner life, for example, chronic illness and disability, with your form of humor to dull worries or ignorance, The presentation of these acts with one's leadership enables others that are new to their intimacy with someone to peek into one's world and experience it initially through another's confidence and or humor versus their own worrying imagination. The steps within Visiu's method are actually adjustable to the way in which you communicate the most confidently and the way in which you communicate in a relationship, so adjust these steps to fit you accordingly. You need to imagine what a taste tester is, meaning a person that trials new menus to figure out what will be served. And if you take the lead, you're the one showcasing on how to try different foods, what works and blends together, what doesn't fit on a full menu, and how to figure out if someone likes the food. Keeping that mentality, when you are wanting to take that next step in providing that connection to a romantic partner you are solidifying a relationship with, the first no and that is important is to know what you want, and you do want to take that step in getting into the feels. When you are thinking more frequently about wanting to share your health and disability, when your subconscious voice keeps telling you that you feel like you're not sharing certain things, it could be an indicator that you might want to step into sharing more about your health life and see how your partner embraces it. Once you become ready to share, you can do the slow reveal, what we would call a band-aid pull, without words, and that's by your actions and non-conversational wording. You give examples of your health, parts of your chronic illness or disability through you showing yourself doing things, or even you speak about what you're doing for your health or disability while they're around without it being a direct question to your partner. By you showcasing these things about your illness or disability, you're doing it with confidence, and that dulls someone else's ignorance, worries, or confusion that that partner might have. It can help dull the what-ifs and those thoughts that bubble up for many when they're confronted with something they've never experienced themselves. You select situations you feel your partner might be in with you and how they might need to be involved when you have a health or disability need or an accessibility or flare-up need. And you show them how you do it yourself. It's a taste, a peek into their taste buds of your world, and allows them to taste test the situation they might be in without fears of their imagination or an inaccurate media stereotype in perpetuating into their mind. Once you've done some of the example showcasing, the lead on taste testing, if you will, you then reframe and either hand them things, ask them to help with things, ask if anything confuses them. You make it small so they still feel like they can lean on you, but follow it up with thank you or that's helpful and continue moving it on. So they feel validated that you're also open to answering questions. It's valuable to have a romantic partner experience your leadership in these intimate parts of your life with your health so they can taste test it, dissipate their ignorance they have, and decide with you as an equal partner the ways they could support you and have a role in your life. Since we're coming to the end of this InvisiYouth lesson on the audio flash files and our first one for 2024, I'm going to tell you a quick story. And since many of you know me and you know that I like to keep my dating life private, I got permission from a friend of mine that also has a chronic illness to share about her and her boyfriend's early dating experience when they first became exclusive and she had to share her illness side of her life to make sure he was comfortable being that support in her life at times. At first, she started by taking her medications with him, adding their bandages or wraps, and adjusting her canes in front of her boyfriend for about a month. She wanted him to see her lead in how she handled her illness. Once he had been familiarized with it, she would then ask him to assist with things or say aloud, "Oh, does this confuse you? Do you have a question?" And sometimes he would even ask some. Then, one day, she was having a really bad health flare-up, and she couldn't adjust her own cane, so she asked her boyfriend to do it and help her sit down. He'd seen her health flare-ups minorly before in her lead taste tester method she implemented, so he followed her lead, even asked her if he adjusted the cane correctly, and volunteered, "I don't want to screw it up, so what else can I do now?" His fear was still present, but he'd experienced her confidence before, so he knew that she needed more support than what she had asked for. When they got back to her apartment, she told me that when she had asked for her medication, he immediately knew where they were, which ones she would take for these symptoms, because he told her, I've watched and listened to you talk about this all the time. So I figured out I could pick the right one. Did I grab the right one? Because he experienced her sharing this part of her life with her leadership, taste testing it for a month so he could feel comfortable and know his supporter side of his interests would be of benefit and helpful. He didn't worry about what he could and couldn't handle because my friend worked to clear up the ignorance he had on being a partner to someone with her diagnosis. For them specifically, the groundwork had been set correctly and he could take her leadership to test out alongside my friend that they were ready to go in establishing themselves. Now that we're checking out of story time and back into the Invisiouth lesson, or more like the end of this file, I'm going to wrap it up. And with every audio flash file from Invisiouth Charity and with all of our resources, I'm going to remind you of one thing. We encourage you to fall on our improving life tools and mindsets all across the spectrum to figure out what works for you. Fall anywhere on the agree or disagree spectrum with this life-improving resource to see how well it integrates into your relationships, your health, your communication style, and your way of living life. And remember, Invisiouth's techniques are our way of giving just one avenue of how to support these kinds of life changes and challenges. And they're not the only way, so never fret if something doesn't resonate with you right away. Now here's our final drip of knowledge to close this file. Dating and romantic relationships need to be built on establishing foundations of trust and enjoyment. A way to do that is by taking parts of your life, may it be chronic illness or disability, that are personal to you and slowly integrating them and your new partner into peeking into those parts of your life without throwing them in without them having any comfort or knowledge. When you use the lead taste tester method, you are allowing a romantic partner to watch your leadership, trial their experience in chronic illness or disability-infused parts of your world through your confidence, and you allow them to make decisions based not off of their ignorance or imagination, but rather knowing the parts of you and your health through your lens, thus enabling a foundation of trust to be established in your dating. It's important to note that not all romantic relationships need to be perfectly successful to be valuable. Remind yourself that some people will realize they do not want and aren't able to fit the role of a supporter in a relationship, and while it feels connected solely to your chronic illness or disability, that is not the case. You are an incredible, beautiful, important, and valuable person to be dating, and the right people will fit. They will lean in to support you, allow you to support them, and allow you both to be equal partners bringing different things to the table of a relationship. I hope you've gotten some practical mindset advice and perspective for that all-important non-medical aspect of your life with chronic illness or disability. And like we always say at Invisiouth, adapt and thrive so you can keep carving out that lane of success and joy for yourself in all of its rebellious game-changing glory. Make sure you've clicked subscribe to the Invisiouth Chat Sessions podcast. Like and comment positively on this podcast episode, please. Share it with your friends and followers and come back when I pull out another audio flash file. Chat soon.